Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 11th of March, and right now it's partly cloudy and 25 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy in the morning and clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 30 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy, with southerly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect clear in the evening, then overcast, and again southerly winds at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 59% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 1%, and tonight is new moon. When a new cycle begins, the Aquarius new moon cycle ends and the Pisces new moon cycle begins. This new moon is especially creative and imaginative, with Neptune, Mercury, Venus and Mars also in the sign of Pisces. While we are likely to feel very inspired, and this new moon can motivate us to take a leap of faith, we should check into reality from time to time. Thankfully, a Saturn sextile Pluto gives us focus. For today at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Resident Assembly Service is calling for a second information general meeting for the Resident Assembly decision-making process regarding Orville as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. They have invited Orvillians who have researched this topic from various perspectives to share their knowledge with us. They're asking us to come, listen, ask and discuss, and only then we can make an informed choice as a community. The Resident Assembly Service has received requests by some of us to call a general meeting about the present situation of our working committee. Through this request, a question of process came up again and again. The question is, how and by whom are general meetings called? Resident Assembly team sat and explored this question. The first step in exploration was to look at their mandate, and according to this, the Resident Assembly Service plays no role in calling a general meeting. Their mandate is solely to organize Resident Assembly decision-making processes. Next, they look at the decision-making process itself. There it says, any group of our civilians or any working group can call for unorganized general meetings. Technically, this could be also the Resident Assembly Service. Last but not least, they look at the Residents Assembly. How they are here and perceive it as a collective being, and how theirs a group can best serve it at this point in time. What they see, it is a demand for the right to participate in important decisions on one side and a reluctance to take ownership and responsibility for processes that enable us to do so. As a result of these reflections, all members of the team agreed that the Resident Assembly Service will not call and or organize any general meetings on behalf of residents from now on. But they will lend any support to whoever wants to call or organize a general meeting, be it logistics, booking a venue, tea and samosa, etc., with material, paper, marker, sound system, or skills, formulating agenda, facilitation, graphic notes, language, and etc. And secondly, they will increase information and interaction about their decision-making processes with the aim that as many Orovillians as possible know about and understand it. Eventually, this could lead to an improvement of the present process. They will also call and organize collective priority meetings and information general meetings on topics related to their mandate. This decision is based on a deep faith in the potential of the Resident Assembly of Orville, that is, all of us, to function as healthy collective. Regarding the pending request for a general meeting to discuss the situation of our working committee, the Resident Assembly Service team will write a letter to the roughly 30 Orovillians who expressed a wish for this meeting and invite them to assume ownership for this call. As said above, this invitation will go hand in hand with their offer to support where possible. They are asking us to write to them if we have ideas on how to support our collective journey towards an empowered Resident Assembly, or if we have any questions. And the mail will be rustservice@orville.org. Matrim and their team informs us that from tomorrow, Tuesday, to Thursday 14th of March, Matrim and their will remain open only from 6 to 8 a.m. and from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Matrim and Deer will remain closed for renovation work from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Orville Council wants to inform the community that after Amrit and Ramesh and the third member Danny has resigned from the team. Orville Council members are now Kaveri, Eva, Guna, Elumalai, Lala, Sonia and Surya. Till now they were only able to replace one member with Surya, but they would need additional members. Our council has approached the selection committee for this task. Within steps ahead should be in the Center for Studies in the Underworld, Bharat Nivas invites us on Wednesday, 13th of March, between 10 to noon and between 2 to 4 p.m. to Unity Pavilion to an interactive session titled The International Zone Wants to Move Ahead and invites everyone to see together our next steps. On Thursday, 14 at 5 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall will be the presentation of a new housing project in the Sector 2 of Residential Zone in Norville called Metro 3. On Friday, 15 of March, the community is invited to a Hungarian event in the Unity Pavilion in International Zone, starting with children program and Hungarian children movie at 5:30 p.m., followed by Hungarian dinner at 7 p.m., and after which AVI Hungary and Hungarian Pavilion will introduce their work and night will conclude with Hungarian movie at 8 p.m. The place of musical action this weekend will be Visitor Center on Saturday, starting with Sizzling Harmonies and Sweet Vibrations with Suran and Emily at 7 p.m. These two they will also perform on Sunday at Mango Hill at 7:30 p.m. And after Anna, Swada, Rolf, Edo, Pierre, Ingo, Arthur and Saga presents Rock Love. Blues, pop and rock for our soul. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 5 p.m., they will screen a powerful introduction to Sri Aurobindo and Mother's Evolutionary Action. There will be two film interviews with Sat Prem, Mother's confidant, for nearly 20 years. It is an original version from 1981 with English subtitles. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., we can see City of Dawn, Auroville, in which Aurovillians tell about experiences and the process of Auroville towards human unity. At Cinema Paradiso on 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian drama, Bioscope, made in India in 2008 by writer and director K.M. Madhusundanam. And tomorrow we can see a German documentary, Taste the Waste, which was made in Germany, of course, in 2010 by director Valentin Thurn and Claudia Fischer. And on Wednesday we can indulge our cultural buds with Apartment, Live and Opera, National de Paris, filmed in France in 2003 by director T.H. Green. The Saki love is pure and full of self-giving without egoistic demands, but it is human and can err and suffer. The divine love is something much vaster and deeper and full of light and ananda. Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening us and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.